The Robin Hood Virus. Chapter 6, Discovering Terrorist Activities. Because we have the ability to enter cell phones and computer networks without detection, we are scanning various cell phone and computer networks in the Middle East for keywords that will indicate terrorist activities. We are concentrating our efforts on Syria, Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan. We have discovered conversations that pinpoint the activity of a very dangerous group. They have conducted brutal beheadings and continue to hold U.S. prisoners. We initially discovered cell phone history between boots on the ground terrorists in northern Iraq, northern Syria, and their command headquarters in northern Iraq. They have planned and executed various attacks on civilians, military, and commercial targets. Their primary goal is to amass as much capital as possible in order to purchase weapons and pay their army. They are building a military base in northern Iraq to train 20,000 volunteers. They have amassed very large bank accounts in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kuwait, and Qatar to fund training and operations. We have entered several of their computer networks and continually monitor daily activities. We are giving all of the data we are obtaining to our U.S. communication channel, INSCOM. We have determined which banks are holding the terrorist accounts and what names they are under. We have entered those banks and transferred $250 million from one account in a Pakistani bank to our offshore account. We have also entered an account in Qatar and transferred $100 million to our offshore account. We will continue to monitor all of the bank accounts that we determine to be those of the terrorist network and transfer most of the balances of those accounts. We are able to move $5 million every week to our offshore account from one of their banks with their authorization. We have made it look like it is used to fund operations. We have been making this same bank transfer to our offshore account for the last 10 weeks and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. They are stealing and selling $1 million worth of oil every day and we have discovered where they are selling it. We have entered the network of the oil buyer and have diverted $15 million to our offshore account with his approval and without his knowledge. He will find out after the fact that we have access to all signatures necessary for all financial transactions. Based on their cell phone conversations, we have intercepted a plan to invade Aleppo and Hapa, Syria. They will be staging these attacks from Afrin and Kobani, Syria. We have passed this information on to INSCOM. We hope that the U.S. military will join with the coalition to strike key terrorist targets in Afrin and Kobani to seriously degrade terrorist capabilities. With our computer network occupation software, we found out who is leading the terrorist network in the Kobani region. We have given his name, location, and other information to INSCOM for their use. We expect air strikes and ground action to eliminate this individual and his cohorts. We located the leader of the Syrian Kurdish militiamen through cell phone intercepts and computer network snooping. We have anonymously donated $10 million to the Kurdish defense chief in order for him to acquire key weapons and ammunition. The need for more reinforcements is great and we will continue to monitor the situation and donate whatever we deem critical in the defense of Kobani. It seems as though Turkey wants Kobani to fall. They are amassed on the border and refuse to help the Kurds in their time of need. They are also preventing Kurdish rebels from crossing the border to help in the fight. Turkey finally allowed over 100 Iraqi fighters known as Peshmerga or those who confront death to cross into Kobani with their heavy artillery. This is a major change in policy for Turkey. The Kurdish rebels have only had mortars up to this point. The heavy artillery will allow the rebels to inflict damage to ISIS from a distance once the observers and the outposts are set up. We have also intercepted a conversation between elements of the largest terrorist network in the region concerning one of our marine captives. He is being held outside Raqqa, Syria. We have passed this info to INSCOM in hopes they will formulate a plan to extract our guy. While scanning cell phone networks, we intercepted a call between members of a mercenary force planning an attack on one of the largest terrorist bases. The outlined attack is very large and is planned to eradicate the base and all of its assets. The attack will take place in 4 days when the base has its largest concentration of terrorists. The planned attack will also be coordinated with U.S. air power. We have invaded that particular terrorist computer network and are in the process of creating havoc with their communication systems in both their computer network and in their cell phone network. This will severely hamper their ability to communicate. We are scanning cell phone conversations in and around Azaz and Aleppo, Syria. We are looking for keywords to identify ISIS. We found a conversation that talks about a gathering of key ISIS commanders in the area. We have entered their computer network and found a huge amount of documents concerning the ISIS network. We have identified key members of their organization, their name, locations, and their duties. We have also entered their bank accounts and transferred $75 million to our offshore accounts. We have been monitoring cell phone activity on the U.S. Mexico border for suspicious conversations trying to locate attempted terrorist crossings. We have identified several conversations in the area of Juarez, Mexico using the term BLIS. We discovered that this word was used several times by high-ranking ISIS leaders in the Azaz and Aleppo regions of Syria. We have determined that the conversations in Juarez are plans to cross the border and set explosive devices at Fort Bliss and other military installations. The plot involves about 20 ISIS members. They plan to hire a coyote to help them cross the border. The group is planning to cross the border in the next 30 days. We have sent specifics of this border operation to INSCOM for their immediate action. We expect INSCOM will monitor the necessary groups, including the two drug cartels in the area, and step up the monitoring of the border to stop this threat. We have also been monitoring cell phone traffic in the area of Dundee, Quebec, Canada. There is a border crossing there with absolutely no security. We are trying to determine if an illegal crossing is planned on behalf of ISIS. People who enter the United States through this crossing are expected to notify the U.S. authorities as soon as they cross. This is a perfect entry point for anyone planning attacks on the United States. We intercepted cell phone chatter concerning the crossing and conversation was in very broken English. It is between Islamic voices. We have sent this conversation to INSCOM for further review and action. Diversion total to date $707,500,000. Donation total to date $695 million.